The church, of course, decides the church year and the seasons and the readings that go with the various feasts. So it's interesting as we come together on this new church year, the start of a new church year in the cycle of Matthew, that we have a clear message, a message that, of course, God, through Jesus and through the evangelists, is trying to express to us, but also the church wanting us to fully understand. The message that comes across so clearly in that letter of Paul to the Romans, he writes, "You know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep." And then, of course, in the gospel, Jesus, after he gives the dissertation on end times, which I want to share with you a little bit about, says, "Therefore, stay awake." So we have Paul saying, "Wake up," and Jesus saying, "Stay awake." And it all is about beginning this year together alert, in tune, connected with that element that connects us with the light, to advance with the darkness or away from the darkness and the sinfulness as part of that, and to embrace the teachings of Jesus, to understand the wonderful works that he performed, to get a sense of the ebb and flow of the church year. And of course, we're going to experience Advent, and we're going to experience the Christmas season and the Lenten season and the Easter season. We'll have the great feasts of Pentecost and Trinity and Corpus Christi. We'll have all of the ordinary time that is not ordinary in any way, just that it's expressed in numbers, the ordinals. And then, of course, we'll conclude next year, a week ago, or just this past week, we had the feast closing out church year 2019 with Christ the King. It's always the way we close out each church year, is recognizing that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, the King of the universe. But I was thinking, as I was reflecting upon the stay awake, wake up theme, that in a way, the challenge is greater for us as Americans than almost any other part of the world. These are the same readings that the world has for this day, but only in the United States do we celebrate, at least at the time that we do, that first weekend of the church year, Thanksgiving. Last month, the Canadians celebrated it. Other countries do have Thanksgiving, and it's a wonderful opportunity, obviously, to bring together family, loved ones, to reflect upon all of the ways we've been blessed. But with all the activity, the preparation, the cleanup, and all of that, we can get quite distracted, huh? And I don't know anybody else in this world that experiences Black Friday, the shopping that goes with that and the distractions that are part. It's hard to wake up amidst all of that. And of course, we know this is a peak weekend for high school and college football and college basketball, all of the distractions that are part of that. This is a first release on a lot of movies. And so we have all of that there. So for us to try to wake up is probably even more imperative and more challenging than the rest of the world who is hearing these readings. We know that in that gospel passage, Jesus does speak about the second coming and how comparable it is to the experience in Noah's time. When, as it says here, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. And Jesus uses the example of two men in the field, one taken, one left behind. Two women at the mill, one taken, one left behind. And it is the reminder to us that we do not know the day nor the hour, but it's also true that this message has been proclaimed for 2,000 years, and we haven't seen that end time. And we might in our lifetime, we don't know. But when we look at what the message is that's trying to be conveyed to us, the one thing every one of us can be certain of, and it might not be this year, but it will be some year, that this life comes to an end. I know that St. John's Parish will bid farewell to a few people this year. And it might not necessarily be those who are dealing with a terminal diagnosis. They might sail right on past the year just fine. Might be somebody who's in particularly good health, or at least it seems like it. We can't even say, well, we know we'll have to bid farewell to some of the old, but the young will always be with us. Well, no, we don't know about accidents that could take place there as well. And so we understand the importance of recognizing that we must be prepared, for at an hour we do not expect, the Son of Man will come. And I think that's why the church wants to stress that theme in this very first Sunday of the church year. Be alert, be aware, be awake. Easier said than done. I absolutely understand that, because not only on this weekend with all of the different activities, but in our everyday life, we have so much that wants to distract us. And we have so many temptations to slip into the darkness. But we're meant to be models of the light. Paul writes, "Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not give in to the sins of darkness, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh." I wanted to bring a little attention aid. I thought I might bring an alarm clock and have it go off while I was speaking here, but that was a little too hokey, it seemed like to me. But it is the message that we want to embrace, and amidst the distraction of this weekend, healthy though a lot of that is, and again, I think it's a wonderful thing that we celebrate Thanksgiving, we have families together to enjoy. We don't want to miss what the church is urging us to remember, that this is a time for us to begin what should be a very special year for each of us, a time we fully embrace all that Jesus said, all that he did, all of the church teaches us, and that we recognize it's not just for our own salvation, but so that we can be the hands, the feet, the voice of Jesus in this upcoming year.